Penguin Random House Audio presents A Separation by Katie Kitamura. Read for you by Catherine Waterston. Chapter 1. It began with a telephone call from Isabella. She wanted to know where Christopher was, and I was put in the awkward position of having to tell her that I didn't know. To her, this must have sounded incredible. I didn't tell her that Christopher and I had separated 6 months earlier and that I hadn't spoken to her son in nearly a month. She found my inability to inform her of Christopher's whereabouts incomprehensible, and her response was withering but not entirely surprised, which somehow made matters worse. I felt both humiliated and uncomfortable, two sensations that have always characterized my relationship with Isabella and Mark. This despite Christopher often telling me I had precisely the same effect on them, that I should try not to be so reserved. It was too easily interpreted as a form of arrogance. "Didn't I know," he asked, "that some people found me a snob?" I didn't. Our marriage was formed by the things Christopher knew and the things I did not. This was not simply a question of intellect, although in that respect Christopher again had the advantage. He was without a doubt a clever man. It was a question of things withheld, information that he had and that I did not. In short, it was a question of infidelities. Betrayal always puts one partner in the position of knowing and leaves the other in the dark. Although betrayal was not even, not necessarily, the primary reason for the failure of our marriage, it happened slowly. Even once we had agreed to separate, there were practicalities.